small town in Iran, a child was born into a religious family. He was named Ruhullah. At that time, the world didn't know that this child was going to be a source of great change in his country and the world. His doubts were going to be talked about and debated by many leaders and world political circle, such that after his demise, his followers all over the world continue in his ways. And now.
Ayatollah Khomeini introduced Islamic democracy to world literature by establishing the Islamic Republic, which was what the people wanted.
What happens in the future is different. History, unfortunately, has a habit of being cyclical, so what is today will go tomorrow, so on and so forth. But its mark will always remain until the end of time, when all marks will be removed. And that's its impact has been such that in the West, he is still feared. His name is enough to send shivers down people's backs. And when I say down people's backs, I don't mean the average person in the street, but I mean within the bastions of power, because he challenged it.
As we know, during the last few years of his life, he spent most of his time in the north of Tehran, in Hosseinia of Jamaran there, and he used to come and give his lectures from a balcony in one of the houses in Jamaran, and people used to sit in front of him.
We had so-called democracy in Pakistan, and what happened? The general decides when he wants he can overthrow the elected prime minister and take power. The Velayat-e-Faqih in Iran, be it Imam Khomeini or Imam Khamenei at the moment, has the authority to remove the president as he wills. Has it ever happened? No.
He showed the world a new way of governing things, but there were still a lot of questions in people's minds. He would answer them in his speeches, which he delivered to the people on the humble balcony of his residence.
As a man, I mean, my only knowledge of him was when I went on a personal level, was when I was shown his house, which was very sparsely furnished. So I think that as a person, he certainly didn't seek power for any personal gain, and a man of very firm beliefs.
Have you been to Tehran?
Oh, he estado muchas veces.
Yes, several times. The last time was in October. I was there for a conference on international relations of Central Asia. Oh. When did you visit the place that Ayatollah Khomeini made his speeches? The first time was in 1999. Did you also visit his home? Yes, it was a simple and humble place in North Tehran. A very, very simple home. Did you expect it to be so? No, not at all. I never imagined it like that. I had seen the speech hall on TV on Thursday nights, but the house was much smaller than what I thought it would be. And even the speech hall was very simple. In general, Ayatollah Khomeini's home seemed very down-to-earth.
Y después sus alojamientos y esto pues de lo más modesto, más más elemental. Sí.
He was a unique person that came in the 20th century and brought about a huge change, not only in Iran but outside Iran as well. And his influence has been immense, not only in the Muslim world but also in the non-Muslim world.
Among the unforgettable things he did was sending flowers to the leader of the Jewish community in Iran after setting foot on Iranian soil. In a letter he sent along with the flowers, he stressed, "We and religious minorities are brothers, and we live alongside each other in harmony."
Inside Iran, you have the Christians, the Jews, who are enjoying their religion, who are practicing their religion without hindrances. Their churches or their temples had never been attacked even once since the revolution. So if they wanted to judge Imam Khomeini objectively, they can only bow with respect to him.
About women in society, he said, "Men and women have the same amount of responsibility in society, and they all have a say in their future. They can both act independently and are masters of their own destinies. Women have a religious and social responsibility to play a role in society."
He was very much in favor of women's rights. He encouraged women to join in the revolution, to overthrow a tyrannical regime. He encouraged women to go into every field.
According to this belief, women enjoy a special status in society. Women were no longer looked at as commodities like they are looked at in the modern society of the West. They were no longer taken advantage of, and this was because of religious teachings.
Iranian society has developed tremendously since then. Education field, women account for 65% of university graduates. They're in every single field. They're MPs in Iran. We had our first Olympic sportswoman in hijab, thanks to Imam Khomeini.
Because of such speeches by a respected leader which were delivered in the simplest of manners, the London-based Times wrote, "Ayatollah Khomeini is a great man who speaks in an ordinary way. He gives his supporters and the poor self-esteem."
Imam never thought about that attractions of this world. He was not a materialistic person. Also, Imam was never afraid to speak the truth, and that was exactly why he was forced to leave Iran. He spent a lot of years in exile in a foreign country. He stood by his beliefs, and he was a man that knew no fear. He wasn't afraid of any power, even the United States. He was 100% honorable and complete.
This was how a religious leader who wanted religion to rule over humanity was. He wore simple clothes and sat behind a small desk. On the desk, he usually had a copy of the Holy Quran and his glasses. He spoke with some of the most famous journalists, political figures, and ordinary people and made earth-shattering comments.
We can hear of the way he approached the women in his family. With such great respect, he'd wait for his wife to come before he started eating. He would you know, stand up if his daughter came into the room.
Who was Ayatollah Khomeini?
Well, I don't think there's anyone in the world who doesn't know who Ayatollah Khomeini was.
Ayatollah Khomeini was, for me, a unique person who was not only a religious scholar, a religious leader, but also a political leader, which he manifested it afterwards when the revolution took place in Iran.
He talked to the world about the struggle of people against oppression, loss of values, deterioration of humanity in the modern Western society, and most important of all, about the fall of communism before it actually disintegrated. But he always stayed alongside the masses.
Democracy isn't the right of an individual to go and do what he wants. If you want that, go live in San Francisco and be as gay or whatever it is you want to be. Do what you want. But even then you can't. You can't actually go on a demonstration against the war in Iraq.
Newspapers wrote, Ayatollah Khomeini did not use the palaces in his country ever. He lived in a humble manner and considered himself to be one of the ordinary people.
My friend who went to South Africa during the revolution, they found the pictures of Ayatollah Khomeini in Soweto, you know, which was the black townships at the time of apartheid there.
Evidentemente, él tenía un liderazgo intelectual.
It is obvious and undeniable that he had an open-minded point of view and great leadership power. In general, I think this leadership arose from a revolutionary objection. This revolution had many results. It changed many things.
Este liderazgo se produjo dentro de un proceso revolucionario, y este es uno de los temas importantes a tener en cuenta.
The United States has almost 1,000 military bases around the world. Once American power contracts, and believe me, it will, I think then people will look at probably 1979 as a marker where maybe things began to change, and certainly it's the beginning of an Islamic revival.
I know him to be a pure human being and as a leader of a unique and rich country because of its vast oil and gas reserves. I know very well that he had such a simple lifestyle that he used to serve tea to his guests personally. He even came to Barcelona and he lived here in a very simple fashion, unlike the other political leaders who have many bodyguards and protection and who ride expensive and elegant cars.
All those who came to see him from all over the world talked about his inner peace. This peace could be seen in his face even in some of the most determining moments, such as his return to the country after 15 years, the victory of the revolution, start of the Iraq-imposed war and bombardment of Iranian cities, and his last moments on Earth.
He used very simple language when he spoke to the people. A man of his ability, he could use, I'm sure he could have used lots of flowery language and intellectual Farsi and so on and so forth. But when he spoke to the masses, he spoke to them in a way whereby they could digest and understand. And I think that's important. He didn't try to over-intellectualize.
He was the focus of attention for a decade. The Times had his picture on its cover around 10 times, and television channels such as CNN and BBC dedicated hours of their programs talking about him. Many journalists wrote about him.
During the last 3 decades, which is quite long, Iran showed that it is possible to mix politics and religion, and there have been some pretty good results. One example is democracy and elections. It showed that everyone can vote and participate, and everybody is equal, men, women. One can say that the rights of the elderly and children have been protected. This is what the West is pursuing, and might not achieve it if they don't understand the value of religion.
The Herald Tribune wrote, Ayatollah Khomeini was a determined leader who, until the last moments of his life, stayed faithful to his ideal of establishing an Islamic society and government in Iran. He considered himself responsible to clean Iran of what he saw as corruption and moral decline, and to return Islamic purity to the nation.
Who could imagine a cleric leading a society? Only a small number believed that the Shah's regime could be toppled. Because Iran's monarchy had a lot of support in the West and other countries around the world.
The Austrian professor Lancer says Imam Khomeini opened a new chapter in bringing humans and God closer together. And finally, the Russian president of the time, Mikhail Gorbachev, said his thoughts were beyond our time and could not be contained in time.
Yo creo que realmente a Occidente no le llega el peso.
I think Imam Khomeini believed that religion would be an element to guarantee that there would not be any corruption, injustice, and that society would be able to realize its full potential. During that period, poverty was at a record high, wealth was accumulated in the hands of a few, and there were many objections, disagreements, and opposition to the Shah.
I have to say that Imam Khomeini was a personality that read well into the future. I have to refer to the letter he wrote to Gorbachev in 1989, a little while before passing away, in which he predicted the fall of the Soviet Union and offered some advice to the leader of Russia. It could be said that with the vision Imam Khomeini had, he predicted the future events in that country and told them not to follow the West.
I should say that the Western world has always had a very harsh and critical opinion about Ayatollah Khomeini, and they believe his activities did not bestow Iran any freedom more than it already had.
He left a huge mark in the history of the world. Years have passed now, and the influence of a religious leader can be seen clearly. He believed that divine rule and the religious system can set humans free. His thoughts were the reason for many to turn to religion and spirituality.
The story about Imam is a lesson for one who wants to have a presence and have an effect on the future. We clearly live in a society that is very complicated socially and economically, and so such a personality can be a very good role model for living a life in such times, which can be called the end of days.
I remember speaking to people after he passed away, and so before he passed away, and one of his guards asked him at the time at the hospital, he said, what can I do that, you know, tell me something that can be a benefit to me. He said, well, I wish I was younger like you, and I would do as much ibadah as possible. Now, this is Imam Khomeini speaking to the youth of his time, at that time. He wasn't concerned about his own image.
Listen to this report. The American Daily Washington Post writes, today, mosques, synagogues, and churches all over the world are hosting those who are anxious to hear spiritual messages. Radio stations in the U.S. that broadcast religious programs have millions of listeners.
Because you must remember that this was also the first revolution, which was very much on television. People could see it on their television screens and see what was happening and see how the takeover happened and so on. And throughout Muslim countries, the kind of increase in Islamic behavior you see, like people, women covering their heads,
people praying, people becoming more identifying with their religion.
Europa no tiene una...
Unlike in Islam, where religion and politics are combined, in Europe there isn't a friendly relationship between them. After the Renaissance, these two elements, I mean politics and the church, were separated. So for a Europe that its core is like, such a revolution that springs from religion is not completely understandable. Another fact that I want to admit to is that this revolution needs to be studied more, especially the personality of its leader, Ayatollah Khomeini, and we should even accept it to some extent.
CNN reports, in 1995, publication of general books increased by 60%, while publication of religious books increased by 20%. In one of the many ceremonies covered by the media, 43,000 young American Christ lovers gathered in Los Angeles to become more familiar with religious values.
I should admit that the Iranian revolution was astonishing for the majority of the Western society. Initially, the European world couldn't understand the concept of this revolution, and they didn't trust it. And it was mainly because of the religious figures that had a role in this revolution.
When you see Imam Khomeini, you see a simple man with virtually nothing in his house, apart from maybe a couple of pairs of clothes. And no ambition to collect money or to look for lucrative jobs or contracts or something. And somebody who is dressed in the tradition of the Prophet, having absolute power, and yet not misusing that power.
Imam Khomeini was probably among the first to promote the idea of Islamic unity. And he used his genius to amalgamate the two date births of the Prophet, between that which is used by the Sunni Muslims on the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal and that used adopted by the Shia Muslims on the 17th of Rabi'ul Awwal.
Although he was a Shia, he believed in the Muslim unity. I think he believed in the Muslim unity. And he said, as far as our common approach to the problems of the world are concerned, that we should be united. The Shia Sunni is on a sort of division on the question of schools of thought.
Imam Khomeini thought about all of humanity, not only just Muslims or Shias. He was worried about Islam, real Islam. He wanted people to get to know the real Islam and the positive influence it could have on society.
He had always viewed as destructive the split between Shias and Sunni, between among the Muslims. And he always viewed this as being the making of the enemies. The enemies of our Ummah always try to differentiate between Muslims along sectarian lines.
You said you were 19 when you became a Muslim. Also, 19 years have passed since the late Imam Khomeini passed away.
I became a Muslim exactly 17 days after the late Imam passed away. Imam Khomeini passed away on June the 4th, and I became a Muslim on June the 21st, 1989, exactly 17 days later.
I want to know, did Imam Khomeini play a role in you becoming a Muslim?
In fact, I have to say yes. I first became familiar with Islam through Iranian publications in the 80s. It was after the revolution, and it drew my attention. The Islamic revolution was interesting for me. After that, Iran became an independent country.
Today, there is this belief among the intellectual of the world that the essence of religion can adapt to the different circumstances humans live in. It gives a strong assurance to them and saves them from the emptiness of today's era, which the modern society is facing. This is the exact message Imam Khomeini conveyed to the world.